The first U.S. hydrogen bomb test, codenamed Castle Bravo, was detonated March 1, 1954, on Bikini Atoll, Marshall Islands.
The total in my entire islands, the United States tested 66 atomic and hydrogen bombs.
Marshall Islander Darlene Cajou brought the plight of U.S. nuclear test survivors to the World Council of Churches conference in Vancouver.
Since then, we have hundreds of women who have miscarriages. We have leukemia cancers. We have thyroid cancers. We have stillbirth babies. We have babies we call jellyfish babies.
Meaning babies born without head, arms, or legs. In the 30 years since this speech, health problems have continued, and Cajou herself died of cancer at age 45. Her husband, Gift Johnson, editor of the Marshall Islands Journal, has just published a biography detailing her work around nuclear issues and with youth in the Marshall Islands.
It's quite startling how different what actually happened from what the U.S. government said happened during Bravo.
Equivalent to 1,000 Hiroshima bombs, fallout descended on the residents of Rongelap and Utrecht atolls and spread across the globe to Europe and the U.S.
If you read any U.S. government report about Rongelap or the exposure, every single report says an unexpected wind shift. This is all said to explain why they didn't evacuate people. U.S. officials have said for many years they didn't really know how big Bravo would be. We've got a document this year which says 5 days before the Bravo test, U.S. logistics planners were basing their logistics for aircraft positioning on the basis of anywhere from a 12 to 20 megaton bomb, contrary to 50 years of official U.S. government reports saying, well, we only thought it would be about 3 to 5 megatons.
In 1983, through the Nuclear Claims Tribunal, the United States agreed to provide $150 million to the Marshall Islands as a financial settlement for the damages caused by nuclear testing. Earlier this year, 2013, it was reported that the tribunal made its last compensation award and some partial payments in late 2008. More than $2.3 billion of compensation awards remain unpaid.
A little earlier this year, we stumbled on formerly top secret documents that changed the whole picture of the Bravo test. The settlement was not based on information available about the nuclear testing because the U.S. government didn't give it to the negotiators, and the U.S. government negotiated in bad faith. Today, when this is questioned, the U.S. says, well, we're sorry, but, you know, we've already done a full and final compensation agreement. The door is not open. We're done.
Darlene Cajou worked both internationally and at the grassroots. Music was one of Cajou's key tools for building community and spreading health messages. The organization she created, Youth to Youth in Health, now offers clinical services, counseling, leadership training, and peer education. U.S. medical and environmental efforts continue in the area, and many Marshallese have relocated to Hawaii and the mainland U.S. under the Compact of Free Association. 12 years ago, the government of the Marshall Islands petitioned the U.S. Congress for more compensation. So far, there's been no response. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.